Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rain on.
That's the late, great Buddy Holly bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Robert Brands is our guest. He's our good friend, the principal of the Innovation Coach, the author of the new book, The Art of Implementation, which is a next step in your Robert's Rules of Innovation series, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, and really what I'm going into really is the culture creation and how do you make things happen. And I, given your audience, we were just talking about line extensions and whether you really have to always make a breakthrough product. I think I have a few simple steps that I would like to talk you through, Jim, that it can easily be adopted and isn't really process intensive. But we were just saying you should really start with listening carefully to your customers and consumers in the product or service that you sell. Combine that really with some industry foresight. I'm sure you read up on industry things that are happening or trends that are happening. You know, if you have a bakery, make it a coffee shop, add Wi-Fi. You know, you can do just the same as Starbucks is doing,
yep,
but do it more on a local level. That's by looking at industry foresight and what's happening in the industry. And then you sort of define what you really want to do and design, and then you validate it again. People often forget to circle back to the customer and say, hey, what if I did this or that? Would you come here, or would you buy my product or service? And there's nothing wrong with those questions, because it's actually will save you a lot of money and headache by doing just that. Once you get something validated, then you can go to your implementation and planning. And people often forget that.
So would you start? Now, of course. I love what you just said, because the customer drives everything.
Right.
They're in charge. They've always been mostly in charge, but they're really in charge now because they've got the buying decision and the information. But would you, with the implementation, the micro, you know, incremental implementation steps, would you start with your employees and say, okay, what are customers telling you? Or maybe you would say, find out what customers are telling you.
I would start exactly with that. I would first ask, what are they telling you? And you know, it takes some special people to really be sensitive to that. And I've always said that it's a challenge for salespeople, actually, especially to be good listeners and be aware as to what is being said and what kind of little diamonds in the rough or pearls of wisdom is being given just for free by your customers in their feedback and comments.
Don't you need to train your people and just say, okay, now look, when you go out today, when you wait on customers, as they call you or they come in or they email you or whatever, listen for these kinds of things and report back.
Right. You know, if they say instead of a 4-pack, they want a 6-pack, or you know, I'm just giving simple examples, but it's just about these little tweaks. And you know, I also always really believe that innovation doesn't have to be perfect, really straight out of the gate. In other words, you know, it can be perfected as you go to market. It's much more important nowadays to try something out and secondly to be first to market versus to have it absolutely perfected and be last, you know, because in the meantime you are already showing that you're innovative, trying to be sensitive to consumer needs and wants, and hit the mark. And one of the most important thing of this all is that failure has to be an option. Now, nobody wants
say
to
that
hear
again.
That.
Say that again.
This failure
is failure on the test.
Failure has to be an option. And for so many people, that's completely counterintuitive, where they say, well, we can't fail. No, make it a learning experience.
If you can't fail, then you can't succeed.
Exactly. I mean, think about the big successes in innovation, even Apple. They failed first before they succeeded. So there is nothing wrong with that, as long as you make that a learning experience. And people will see you adjust. Your staff and your associates will see you adjust. And the more you do that, and the better you get at it, the more people are confident that they can come forward with great ideas, incremental ideas that will be tried. And if it isn't perfect, there's nothing wrong with that. You're developing. It's all about continuous improvement.
Well, the thing is, and this now we come back to one of your first words, one of the first thoughts that you had for us, Robert, and that is the incremental thing, the micro thing, taking little steps. If you're taking little steps in your the implementation of your innovation, that means that when you take a wrong step, it's a little bitty mistake.
Exactly.
It's a little bitty failure that you can fix, but the things you can learn from a little failure. I mean, that's one thing about little failures. Is you can look at them and say, whoa,
yeah,
that would look the same if it were big, only it would cost me more.
Yeah, it's like sailing. When you sail, not all people have experienced that, but when you sail, it's all about these little adjustments to have the optimal force between the wind, the current, and the direction you want to sail. And it's adjusting your rudder or your sail or pulling the sail in or out. And it's all these small adjustments. And if you look at it that way, innovation doesn't look as scary and as humongous as it comes across, because when people hear and think about innovation, they immediately think about the next new iPhone or new iPad or new device.
A killer app.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you have to start small.
Robert, I need your website again, please.
It's robertsrulesofinnovation.com or innovationcoach.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, right back with Robert Brands. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Every dance, 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 dance. I'm my bebop, baby, at the Union Hall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.